Time for Odd Talk.
Okay, everybody, welcome to episode 3 of Odd Talk with Jim. With me again tonight is my buddy TR again. Say hi, TR.
Good evening, everybody.
Okay, now tonight we have a very special guest coming on, the investigation team known as the Para Sisters. They're all, as far as I know, an all-female group out there investigating the paranormal, much like we do. And we'll have them on here and shortly, so we'll wait for them to call in. Before that, we're going to talk about this Saturday. I got Rolling Hills Asylum. And it was my first time there, so we want to discuss that. TR has been there twice, I believe.
Yeah, two times.
So we'll go ahead, and I'm gonna ask him what I should look for, what he experienced, and anybody else out there who has never been can, you know, get some information also. So, what was your experience the first time you went from like starting out? How did your night start?
Well, it started out on the second floor, I believe. Down at the end of the hallway, they have a room that is kind of open, it's like a sunroom.
Okay.
And they tell you that they hear furniture moving around in there and lots of shadows moving back and forth across the floor and in front of the doors. And that happened a lot. We spent probably 2 hours there, and it was just nonstop. Shadows moving back and forth, sounded like chairs were sliding across the floor. I mean, it was pretty active, that hallway. Not a lot of EVPs, but definitely some audible noises. And I'm sure you're aware of at Hillview, you know, when we do shave and a haircut, we get like the tink tink.
Yeah.
But there, the knocks sound like they shake the entire building. I mean, it sounds like a semi truck going through the hallway. The whole building shakes.
That's pretty crazy. I mean, what's the sound and acoustics like in the building? Do you get a lot of echoing, or does everything sound like it's close or far away?
When a car goes by, you can definitely tell. I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere, but it's still right on the road.
Kind of like what's it called? Underground Railroad. Prospect.
Yeah.
Kind of like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely you can tell when something goes by and it echoes a little bit, but after 11, 12, I mean, it's a country road out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of disturbance.
So what, the one story I remember hearing about is a shirt or a suit or something.
Oh yeah.
What's that about? Like, what's the story behind it, and what did you experience with it?
I don't remember if there's an actual story behind it. I do know that they had someone break in recently and stole the original suit they had.
That's crazy. I'm so sick of you assholes stealing shit. Oh, I hate you.
Yeah. Because last time I was there last year, they told us that it's not the suit that they used to have, but it still works. So I really have no fucking explanation. I tried for hours to debunk that both times I was there, and I could not do it.
Yeah.
It's just a suit hanging from a fishing wire on a nail in the wall. And if you ask it to turn to the left, it'll turn to the left. You ask it to turn to the right, it'll turn to the right. It is insane.
I don't understand. That's crazy.
Yeah, I have no idea what the hell's going on there.
Oh my God. And Like, what other personal experience you said about the noises, the shadows?
Both times I was there, I heard vividly a woman just blood-curdling scream. The first time I was there, it was me and one other guy in the basement. We were going back upstairs to join the rest of the team who was on the third floor. And we thought it was them screaming. They thought it was us screaming. It came from in between us.
That's crazy.
The second time, there were three of us in the laundry room. And the laundry room, you kind of have to go through an underground tunnel to get over into the laundry area. It's kind of separated from the rest of the building. And we heard it coming from outside, like it was coming from the main part of the building. So we instantly got on the walkie-talkies and we were like, did you girls just scream? Because it was, we separated guys, girls.
Yeah.
The girls stayed in the main area of the building. We went over to the laundry room. And we were like, did you girls just scream? And they're like, no, we didn't hear anything. And we're like, holy shit, we heard a woman screaming coming from where you were. How did you not hear that?
That's pretty crazy. It's kind of sounded like what happened to us in Waverly. We actually got it on my recorder. I was laying in the morgue in one of the coolers in the morgue, and I'm sitting there with my recorder in my hand, and everybody's in the room behind me, and there's another group out in the building. And I can't remember who said it, but somebody said, hey, Jim's in there, you know, he's dead or he needs attention or something like that. And all of a sudden out in the hallway, you hear a really loud scream, female scream. And we asked the other group if they heard it. They're like, yeah, we heard it, but it was out in the middle of the hallway, but mm-hmm. they actually heard it too. So we don't know where the hell it came from, but it was on recorder. It's cool as hell to hear that.
Yeah. I have both those screams on recording.
What else? Anything else from there?
Let me think for a second. There's definitely a lot of shadow figures, which you're used to from Hillview.
Yeah.
There is the one, I can't remember his name. Is it Roy or Ray?
Roy.
The
tall one?
The real tall one, yeah.
Roy.
Yeah, and then hate to burst Ghost Adventure bubbles here, but what Ghost Adventure said about the boiler room is total bullshit.
Please explain.
There is no evil thing down there. No one ever raped anyone down there. I can't remember what they said the guy's name was, but they totally fucking made that up. Sorry, Ghost Adventure fans.
So the manager told you that?
Yeah, the manager told me that, yeah.
Okay.
And that was like a rumor.
Yeah.
When they showed up, she had literally only owned the building for a couple weeks. And that had been local rumor that had happened. So they just took it and ran with it. Kind of like what they did at Hillview.
Exactly.
And but yeah, there was nothing like that. The more she dug into the history, the more that she found out that wasn't true.
And
the nurse that they said did satanic rituals
mm-hmm.
up in on the upper floors.
Yeah,
that wasn't true either.
Jesus, I don't know. So, yeah.
Ghost Adventures needs to learn to do research.
They're wrong. And yeah, it's TV, okay? And we've had this conversation many times on shows. It's TV, but dude, you can't just make shit up. I mean, I don't know. It's just crazy. I don't get it.
Like, I don't know.
You know nothing, James.
You know nothing. You know nothing. You know nothing of the, I don't know.
The scream. Oh shit! I'm gonna have to organize those sound bites.
Yeah, you are.
There's some funny ones in there.
Oh.
All right, but yeah, like I said, I'm heading up there this Saturday. I'll be investigating with Spats again, Leon and James and the rest of the team, Kenny. So I'm looking forward to it. I don't think they've ever been there. I've never been there. I have. I'd say two or three more after this that I want to hit that are on my list. So I've done pretty much everywhere else, but
I'm excited about next month.
Next month we'll delve into that maybe at the end of the show. But Yeah, we'll see about these Paris sisters, see where they've all been to. And
seems like they've been quite a few places.
They do get around.
Bazinga.
Bazinga. Got that on here. But yeah, it's we'll see where they've been to. I know they sent me a bunch of pictures. I know they met a bunch of people and all that stuff, so
Bazinga.
We'll see if they've ever been to Rolling Hills, and if they have, what their experience was, and if they had any of the same experiences you did, and then maybe you can tell us about, you know, delve into how the places run as opposed to other places and things of that nature. So
that's definitely a little different than most places I've been to.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if they've been there, and we'll get their opinion on other places and see what else they can share with us. And they said that they'll probably be able to chit chat about other stuff too. So we'll be able to delve, and I love that word, delve.
Delve.
We'll be able to get into anything else we really want to talk about. Now, if they are listening, I welcome them to call. I told them about 8:15, but call in anytime you want, and we'll get you on the air. We'll get you in the screening room, and we'll see what's going on.
What's going on?
Tonight's show brought to you by Captain Morgan and Jack Daniels. Chin.
Cheers.
Oh, God. Always. Cheers. Cheers to you.
Hashtag Thirsty Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
Hence the hashtag.
I don't know what that means. Oh, that's a twit.
That's a twit bit.
That's a twit a bit. Twit a bit. Oh, shit. I'm going to have to get a Twitter under this name.
Did you post it to my Twitter?
No.
I told you to, you bitch.
I posted the last one afterwards, not before. Anybody listening, please feel free to call in. Feel free to get in the chat room. Somebody's on the line.
412, Pittsburgh number.
To get him on the air. I think I know that number from somewhere. We'll get him on the air real quick. Hey, who we got here? We got on the air here.
It's Zope from the Jim and Zope cast.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. You know, just listening to the show. Sounding pretty good.
Oh, you know, we're just waiting for our guests to get online and try to get into this interview a little bit. You know, I like my interviews.
Yeah, I saw that you're interviewing the Paris sisters.
Yes, the Paris sisters.
Yeah, no, I'm not aware of what they do. I'm assuming they investigate ghosts.
They do investigate ghosts. They're a team. They're a team of all female young ghost hunters.
It was when I was in St. Lucia, okay? And there was this ghost that I swear we could hear it, dude. And I actually found this EVP, okay? And hold on 1 second. I'm going to play this EVP.
Your phone cut out, but I know what you're getting at. So go ahead and play that EVP.
I don't know. Now, I don't know if you could hear it, but I thought I heard something during that.
There, we heard something. I don't know if we could make it out.
Yeah, play it again. Play it again.
You want me to play? Okay, all right. Hold on here. Let's see if you guys can hear this time. I'll turn it up a little bit.
Jim of the Men.
What?
Now, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that one, but it was crazy. I heard
something.
Exactly.
I think I heard Zope loves men. I'm not.
No, I heard more of a J. Maybe it was a soft J, but it was there was a J.
Like a yogging.
Yeah, like yim maybe.
like yimmy loves men.
Yeah, maybe, dude. I don't know. Have you ever been to St. Lucia? I don't know. Maybe they're.
Everybody seems to know who I am, so that's helping me out. I like that.
Well, I did pass out cards while I was there.
Yeah, that's what you said. I hope
cards and it had your, it had your name on it. I'm just gonna let you know.
That's cool. That's cool. I need people to know me out all over the world.
Are you gonna make some Odd Talk cards?
I don't know. Maybe after a while, but I'm not in no hurry. What are you gonna do? I think I got them calling in. Are you gonna stay on the line, or what are you gonna do, Bill? You want to hang on?
Sure. I'll hang on. I'll just whatever. Yeah.
I'm gonna play a commercial break to get them on the air. I'm gonna get them in the screening room.
All right. Commercial break.
All right. Hold on, buddy. Okay, I'm going to go play a quick commercial break and get them on the air, and we will be right back in a minute and a half.
Having fun yet? Odd Talk will be right back.
Okay, thanks for coming back with us to Odd Talk with Jim. I'm going to be bringing on the Para Sisters, two of them, Sarah Bradford and Amanda Hardwick. And I believe Bobby is still going, or Zope, I'm sorry, Zope from the Jim and Zope cast. My other podcast is going to be on the line also, so we'll bring all three of them on. Amanda and Sarah, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
Bobby, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. You can just hang by and listen to all this ghost talk, but
it's a cool kid's turn. Sport.
Oh, I love it, bud. Thanks. I appreciate it. Okay, so I'm going to start with Sarah. I do want to thank you for answering my message and agreeing to be on the show. That meant a lot. You could have just ignored us, but you didn't.
Not a problem.
Okay, so Sarah, tell me a little bit the history of how the group started and yourself, what got you into this field.
Okay. Well, it started with Tiffany and I. We were actually on another paranormal team here in Indiana, and we realized that they were doing things that we didn't really agree with, so we just branched off, and we decided that we wanted to start an all-female investigation group, and so we started that back in, I want to say 2011, but prior to that, we've been investigating separately for between 8 to 12 years between the both of us. So we've both been doing it for a while. And then it kind of just, she knew Kelly, and Kelly, we met her at Scarefest because we do all the different types of conventions around. And then Kelly was really into the idea of what we had going on. So we brought her on, and then we brought Amanda on recently. So Amanda's pretty new to the team, but she is very into the paranormal field. And then my allergies are in full swing right now, so they probably sound like shit, and I'm really sorry.
Don't be making my show sound like shit. This is a public broadcast. This is a professional broadcast we got going here.
So sorry. but I guess a little bit about myself. It's so weird. I feel like I'm in, like, kindergarten. It's the first day of school again.
It's an operation we got over here.
I live in Indianapolis, but I'm originally from New York. What got me into the paranormal was my family had always been, like, kind of open to it. So I was raised in, a Christian home, but I was always taught to be open to things that I couldn't see. So, that's kind of what got me started into it. That and my great-grandma was a tarot card reader. So, it's kind of always been in our family.
That's creepy.
One way or another. but what really got me into it, one of my closest friends had passed away in 2012, and I knew with all the equipment that we had that there was, like, different ways to communicate and see if I could, like, get a hold of him, and it was just, that kind of is what, like, triggered me to go a little bit harder than what I was doing. So just from then, that's when I kind of dove more into the paranormal field and looked at, different ways to investigate and different things to try. And, that's really what triggered my, kind of like my obsession, but it's also my passion. So.
Good. I like that.
Yeah. I like when we try different things.
Trying new things is a good.
Yeah. Always a good thing.
Okay, so Amanda, basically the same shit to you. What do you got?
Well, like Sarah said, I just recently started with the Parasisters. What got me really, I started more along the skeptic line. And just throughout the years, I've noticed, like, strange things. Whether I can hear my voice my name being said, and it's clear as day, and I can turn around, there'd be nobody there, or I can see shadows out of the corner of my eye. I can still see those. I see them a lot at work. I'm a nurse in Newcastle, Indiana, which is about 45 minutes.
I live in Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
Well, there you go. We have
because they're like semi twins.
There you go. You should get together.
So, like, half the time, if I Google something from Newcastle, Indiana, Newcastle, Pennsylvania comes up.
Make a new castle, that's baby. We're
but I just, I just having weird experiences that's what got me more interested in it. And I mean, that's about it. I haven't really done much of my own investigating, but I'm looking forward to learning a lot from Sarah and the girls.
Yeah, they seem like, from whatever, what I've seen online, you all seem to know what you're doing and seem to be really invested in the paranormal. So I appreciate what you guys do. And Sarah, why don't you tell me about one of, like, probably your best place that you've ever gone to so far?
I have two, but I'll start with the most recent one. We went to the old Blackford County jail. It's here in Hartford City, Indiana. And we went there. Like, we do daytime and nighttime investigations because we found that we get more, kind of get more evidence during the day than we do at night. But but at this jail, downstairs in this, like, dungeon area, we had crazy stuff happening. We had glass being thrown at us, and there was, it's through our spirit box. We had this huge growl come through it, which caused one of our team members to fall. And I didn't laugh because she got really hurt. Like, she
it's,
like,
still funny.
but I mean, that place had so much activity. It was insane. And then we decided, after the last visit, that we would not be going back because of we all kind of felt physically sick after what we thought we were talking to was, we thought we were talking to something or someone nice, but then it turned pretty bad. We were playing with our pendulum and seeing if we could get some answers that way. And it just started going crazy. And it was just saying that it wanted to do not nice things to us. So we closed that and we just decided we would never go back there. But as scary as that place was, I loved it because of how much activity we were getting. Mm-hmm. And the other place is a residential that we go to. And he doesn't want us to like say where it is, but I know it's here in India. That's all I can say. Same thing, very, very active. We've always got a shit ton of evidence when we go there. So that place and the jail are definitely my top two. And I would recommend the jail to like any paranormal team that wants to go and experience as a whole different type of activity.
Yeah, I actually was just out about a month ago out at Crown Point Jail. You ever been out there in Indiana?
Oh, yeah. I haven't been to the jail, but I know where Crown Point is, and I've been there several times.
Yeah, I just investigated that jail out there.
Wow.
How did you like it? Like, what did you guys have going on?
We had a lot of good, we used a recorder, the DR-60, and we were using that and got a lot of good responses, a lot of solid voices. John Dillinger actually escaped from that prison, if you know who that is. And we get a lot of stuff with him and asking about him and doing like mock escapes and saying, okay, we're going to get out of here tonight and blah, blah, blah. And then we get a lot of good stuff there. I was getting, just asking random stuff like, what cell am I in and what's my name? What town are we in? What's your name? Things like that. And everybody, and we were getting intelligent responses. So it was definitely worth my trip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll probably have to look into that.
Yeah, definitely.
Really cheap. Really cheap, too.
I like going on to properties that have intelligent responses rather than just residual. I mean, it's great getting, residual, but it's awesome, actually interacting with someone.
Yeah, now, Zope is on a line, and I know he loves these EVPs. He gets such Class A EVPs. Zope, I don't know if you can cue one up there. You want to play one for us real quick for these girls to hear?
All right, let me see if I can find this one we got from, it was a couple, was that like 4 weeks ago? Let me see.
Yeah. Go ahead, go ahead and try to play that one.
I think, Jim, you were at this place a couple weeks before, so I don't know. This, it could have had something to do with it, but we'll see what it is.
What the hell are you laughing about?
Jim loves guys.
I know it's fuzzy and it's hard to hear. But I don't know.
Yeah, that wasn't one of the best. That wasn't the best you have. That was about a B, but we can make something out there. I like that.
Jim likes dick.
They know me.
Oh, yeah, those ghosts were real assholes at that place.
They were. They were always talking shit.
Hey, Moundsville, we got naked in the shower.
At Moundsville, I did get naked in the shower. Me and TR here, and got some good recordings with that. That was pretty fun.
Hey, can I ask what? I was just curious. I don't know if this is going out of line, but I don't remember which one of you two girls said this, but you said that you didn't agree with the last group that you were with, and I was like, curious, what was it that you didn't agree with?
When we would go on an investigation, it was kind of like there was only like 7 people on the team, and I think when you're on a team, you should be giving everybody a chance to investigate, and they would kind of just like pick and choose their favorite people to go on in these places and then leave the rest of us. But then the other thing, and I feel like I kind of feel like a dick talking about it, but then I really don't at the same time, because it was just a dirty, like, I understand, when male and female get together that, sometimes they can have some sort of attraction, but you shouldn't be trying to sleep with your teammates, especially when they're like, I don't know, married or engaged and all that fun shit. Yeah. So no, it was like every time we'd go on an investigation, it was just like one guy was too touchy feely. And I was like, dude, I'm getting married, and this is way out of line, so you need
That's
to not
creepy.
Be touching me because I will deck you in your face. Like, don't touch me. And he would always take it as me being, like, sarcastic or not being serious, and I'm like, dude, no, seriously, don't touch me. Like, I will fuck you up. Just stop, like, leave me alone. And that was one of the reasons that we left.
That's good that you brought that up. I mean, hopefully people listening to the show will learn from it.
Creepy dudes.
Creepy dudes.
Just because you're alone with a girl in the dark doesn't mean you can touch her.
Now, me and Joe could get in trouble with that.
Doesn't mean I want to do you.
Yeah. So, you can tell him our stories about being in the dark and getting in trouble for touching people.
Hey, we all touch each other, and not like a perverted way, but we're always like slapping each other's ass and stuff like that. So
I mean, slip a digit. Okay. I slip a digit.
Hey, girls do that. It's okay for girls to do that.
Oh, I don't know that EVP. I mean, I think you're doing a little bit more than you want to admit to.
Don't worry about it. whatever gets me evidence, I do it.
Just don't drop it. So.
Or drop it if it needs more evidence.
Oh, goodness.
Do we?
I don't know. That is a serious try next time.
Where the hell are we at with the questions here? I don't even know. Where the hell are we at? Who did we hear from?
We were talking about favorite places. And then like,
yeah, Amanda, what was your favorite place?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, scissor me.
That was an example of what not to do when you're on an investigation. That was.
Just so everyone listening knows, Jim and Zopecast, this is what you get. So please come over to the Jim and Zopecast, and that's what you're going to hear.
And we no longer have any listeners.
Yeah, we won't have any listeners.
We won't listen to that crap.
All right, so yeah, Amanda, please continue. Go ahead.
That's all right. Okay, well, I don't really have a favorite place per se because I think anything that has any kind of activity is just unique in its own way. I am absolutely dying to go investigate the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. I went to Scarefest a couple of years ago and went into one of their Q&As, and they put on it was just an amazing little hour of them talking, and they just made it sound so awesome that the spirits that are there, you know, as awful as they had it when they were alive, and they just made it sound like the spirits were very playful and, you know, wanting to communicate with everybody. So I am just absolutely, I that's just my number one, and then my number two is Waverly Hills. So those are my two places I'm dying to go to.
Okay, well, I can vouch for Waverly Hills. Aside from where TR and I volunteer at Hillview Manor, Waverly Hills will probably be my second most favorite place I've ever gone to. The facility itself is just awesome. Evidence was great, and it definitely lived up to they keep it very, very clean and nice. And it's if you're going to go somewhere, go to Waverly Hills. I'm always backing them. And then in September 20th, we'll be down at Trans-Allegheny, so I'll be able to do a show and tell you exactly about that place too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We're getting ready to do Fox Hollow Farms here in Indiana, and then we're doing Garner Opera House in Ashmore Estates this month.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
Now, how many places outside of Indiana have you gone to full investigations?
Well, we've been to Gettysburg a couple times, up in Ohio, Illinois. I mean, if Tiffany was on the phone, she'd actually be able to tell you, like, all the places, because I'm stupid when it comes to, like, what they're called. I normally am just with the driver, and then we show up. But she's, like, I know she's been out to Stanley, down to Tennessee, and, like, and we've gone pretty much everywhere except for out in the mid, like, Western, like California, we're shooting to get down to Florida pretty soon to go down there in Alabama, but I mean, I wish Tiffany was on here because she would be able to like name them off the top of her head.
Just text her, tell her take a break and call.
She's at the Motley Crue concert. I think she might kill me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
80s hair band, you know.
Was she even alive in the '80s?
Was I alive in well?
Yeah, no, not. Tiffany is older than she looks.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know who Tiffany is.
Yeah, I know. I remember at the bar at Phenomicon in June, I was standing next to you, to her. I remember her talking to one of the guys, and they were asking her how old she was, and he was about 60, and she said her age, and he was like, "Get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, she just turned 30, but when you see her in person, like, she looks like she's 20.
She got carded too. That was funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, and she's super short. I mean, she's probably gonna kill me if she listens to this.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, she's super short, and she's awesome. But yeah, she does not look 30 at all. She's such a baby face.
Neither do I, but that's because I'm 26.
Jesus.
Oh my goodness.
So you've been to. Phenomicon. Was this year your first year there, Sarah?
No, I've been. Well, that was our first year with the booth. We've always gone just to like mingle and spectate, but that was the first year with the booth. But we've been going for a while. Yeah, I want to say Tiffany and I have been going for like 4 years.
Okay. I went to the last two, and so I'm sad that was the last one.
Yeah, I know. I'm super pissed. I never got to go to one.
Well, you should have got out there. Yeah, I mean, we kind of noticed this past year that it was dying down, and it's sad because I mean, it's fun when like you have everyone there and you're like getting and seeing everybody. But you know, I mean, it's disappointing. I hope that maybe they can do what the people at the Hannah House did. They just took a year off and like regroup and all that. So
yeah. Maybe
that's something that the people from Phenomicon can do, is just regroup and
I know there's a lot of personal reasons why they decided to stop, but like you just said, I hope after a year of downtime and, you know, recuperating and getting everything back in order there, you know, in their lives, and they can actually and possibly get back to Gettysburg, because that was a huge draw.
Oh yeah.
They tried to build up the York thing, but it wasn't the same. And I know a lot of people didn't show up for that reason. And I love what they did. I love what they put together. I went, I paid my money, I had fun, I supported them. I'm going down to Ramblewood that Dana and them putting together. And I'm looking forward to that. Just being able to be with everybody and enjoy, you know, I just love talking to people in the same field and just having fun.
Yeah,
so
it's nice to be around people that have the same interests as you, because this is one of the reasons that me and Tiffany wanted to start our own group, is because there's such a kind of like negative name towards people that are in the paranormal field. And we want to like bring back a positive name to like everybody in the field, because it's kind of looked down upon, especially with people that don't understand it. They always think that like, oh, we're just like playing with, you know, as my fiance would say, I'm playing with dead people. I'm playing with dead people, or I'm worshiping Satan or something like that.
Exactly.
People just usually call me weird.
Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's nice to be around people. And that's another thing. Us as a team, we are joining with one of our friends here in Indy. They're called BBL Entertainment. We're going to be putting on a convention. We're hoping to be, I want to say, on the ground by October of next year. But we want to do it right. We want to like get everything in place and make it something worth, you know, coming out to. So we've got that in the works. We're pretty excited.
We have up in Newcastle here in PA, we have our first paranormal convention going on next month. I don't know if you guys have seen that at all. Do you even know? Have you even heard of Hillview Manor before?
What's it called again?
Hillview Manor. I thought I saw something about that, but I was not 100% sure what it was.
I mean, they've been up. Well, we've been on all the big TV shows where everybody sees all these buildings at nowadays. And we've been doing this, I think, since 2009. I think the public private investigation.
2008, 2009. Yeah.
And this is our first year. We're putting together a paranormal conference in a haunted location, which we're using the patient rooms and everything like that. We're gonna have speakers in the chapel. We're gonna have bands and vendors and everything going on there. So I don't know what you guys are doing in a month, but if you have the time, come on, drive over here and give it a look see.
Yeah, that would be cool. When is it? Because I'm looking on Google right now, and the only thing that's coming up is it says Haunted Hillview Manor. That's it. I don't see anything.
Go on hauntedhillviewmanor.com, and then you'll see HillCon. And then it's September 26th. You'll see all the details there. Me and TR are teaching a class on paranormal investigating, showing equipment, showing some of our evidence that we've gotten and everything. So, and that's just one of the many people we have going there. So,
awesome. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
And we're also having an investigation that night, too.
Yeah, you can stay and investigate in the building that night, too.
Wow.
Awesome. Yeah, I just found it. I'll have to go over it with the girls because I think we have an investigation that day, but we can probably push it.
That's the biggest freaking thing I ever heard in my life.
No, I'm being serious because we just we seriously just pushed this one investigation back because we we were booked for another investigation. So
I may possibly have something going on around or on that day, maybe.
No, I don't know. I'm pretty sure we do know.
I can't think past tomorrow, so
yeah, I would have to pull up my calendar. Like I said, I know that we have almost every weekend up until October 1st booked, but whatever, I can double check.
Are these all like big public places, or are you doing private investigations also?
Actually, it's a lot of the conventions because it's convention season. So we have PhilCon this weekend. Next weekend, we have Roads to the Paranormal. And then we have, I think, September 1st is like the one weekend we don't have anything. And then we have Scarefest. And we have an investigation at Fox Hollow Farm. And I think the 26th is when we're going up to the library in Bluffton. Ohio, because they are having a lot of so that one's a private one, but they called us in to go up and investigate.
Now, Scarefest, you're talking about the one that's in Louisiana, right? Or Tennessee, right?
Lexington.
Where is it again? Lexington, yeah, Kentucky.
Kentucky. It was Kentucky, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we were going to go there 2 years ago. We ended up picking Phenomicon over that and didn't do both, but what would you compare Scarefest to Phenomicon in Gettysburg whenever it was there? Like how can it compare at all, or
Scarefest is both paranormal and horror. Me personally, I like going to Scarefest a little bit more just because there is more to do, more to see, and there's always a lot of people. Phenomicon is really good if when you're like, because that's like a tight-knit community that always goes. So that, I mean, I like both. If I want, like, if I had to choose both, which one I would want to go to, I would go to Scarefest. But that's only because I'm into, like, the horror movies as well. So, I mean, it's kind of like the best of both worlds at Scarefest. But yeah. I still like going to Phenomicon because it's tight-knit.
You should see Jim's tattoo.
Yeah. If you like horror, I guess. I'm sure you've seen it. Obviously, I'm messaging you on Facebook, so you've seen it.
It's staring at me right now.
I do.
But yeah, I'm going to be looking. What?
I was saying Scarefest seems to be more of a horror show this year than more paranormal, I believe. Yeah. I think they're having a lot of the American Horror Story cast is going to be there, is the majority of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to try to book that trip next year and get that scheduled. And get that situated, because I'm not going to be doing a lot of investigating, probably traveling. I've done all my traveling throughout the years, and there's only a few that I'll probably return to that are worth like a weekend trip. So next year I'm definitely going to go down to Scarefest, and if they do it, obviously, I hope they don't cancel like other conventions and not do it anymore.
It's really too big of an event. I really don't see them canceling.
It's getting bigger, it seems like, every year.
No complaints here. I mean, it's always fun.
So, I remember last year or 2 years, 2 years ago, looking online, the hotel is connected. Is it connected from like a tunnel, or how does that work? Did I see that right?
Oh, for Scarefest, it's right across the street. Yeah, it's like this little airwalk thing.
Like a little bridge. Kind of like Las Vegas, connecting. You know, going from street across the street. You ever been to Vegas?
I've never been to
Vegas.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Ignore the reference. I'm the only one who's been to Vegas. Sorry.
You're the only one that has an exciting life.
I guess. Usually how it goes, you boring ass motherfuckers.
I know. Besides work and investigate.
Whatever. So, closing now, I want each of you to say where you want your team to be in the next 5 years, what your visions are for the Para Sisters.
Okay. Do you want
me? Miranda, starting with Sarah.
Oh, okay. Well, our main vision is to potentially land a show, showing, you know, that there is another side, and, you know, showing that the females in this field can do it just as well as the males in this field, and if not better. But no, that's really what we're trying to do. We want to bring recognition and kind of like empower the women in this field as well. So that's, you know, if that happens, that's great. If it doesn't, I mean, we're still going to do what we love.
Yeah. I agree.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree. I hope that, you know, it'd be great if we were all part of a show and people could see what we really do. I mean, obviously there's TV shows now, but you don't see a lot of female casts out there for it. So I think that would be great to see us doing something and showing the world that, you know, hey, we can do this too. And just, you know, getting more experience, you know, getting a lot of evidence and making a name for ourselves.
Okay. I'm just going to come in on my opinion on that, on all this celebrity para celeb stuff. I personally, you know, I wouldn't, if somebody knocked on my door and said, hey, we're going to give you money to start a TV show, I'd probably take some money to do a TV show. But I personally, I don't know about, you know, TR or, you know, apparently I know where you guys stand, but I can't be in this field to prove myself to other people, because other people are going to believe what they want to believe. And for me personally, I do this for myself to gauge more of what's possibly on the other side, what's out there to, you know, in our presence and things like that. So, If you had to choose between never having a show and continuing to do what you do, do you think you would ever stop what you do?
No, we wouldn't stop at all. And we've talked about that numerous times. I mean, it would be great because our vision is really to bring acknowledgement and kind of empower women that are in the same field to show that, you know, they can do it and we can do it and we're female as well. So it's really just empowering the people in this field, finding out, you know, what we can about the other side, finding new ways to investigate. I mean, we would still do it because it is our main passion, and we've always said that besides our families that we have at home, this is our second family. And we would never, like, turn our back on something that we love this much. So, no, even if we, you know, we never got a show, never got recognition, blah, blah, blah. We would still be doing it. I mean, we've been doing it for years now, so we wouldn't stop.
Yeah, and like speaking from just experience dealing with the TV shows that have come through Hillview, once you get producers involved, they are the stupidest people you will ever meet in your life.
Whatever you believe your vision is, it will not be that vision whenever you get on a TV show. It's just not the same.
And I was talking, I talked because we're close friends with the Bama Boys. So I was telling them because we do have somebody that is looking at us right now. We've been talking a lot. But I mean, we're not giving them really what they want. We've already told them that, you know, we're not going to change your name. We're not going to change the way we do things. We're not going to fake anything. Like, we're not about that. And that is something, you know, if somebody was to offer us a show and be like, okay, well, I want you to fake evidence, there's no fucking way we would do it. Like, we would turn it down in an instant because that's not what it's about. Like, we want to know. We want to connect with whatever and whoever is on the other side, because we do know that there's another side. So no, we would never, never, never in a million years, we would never fake anything. We would never stop doing what we love.
Okay. And just speaking from my perspective, if you stood your ground and you did a show that was exactly what we do in the dark for 8 to 10 hours a night, you would not be on very long. Because it is very boring.
And that's fine.
So I suggest, I mean, that's predominantly why I will not rely on trying to get a TV show, because I wouldn't, you know, give up my morals and fake stuff, and it wouldn't last long. So to me, that's just a complete waste. I continue to do it for myself and continue to do it for what I believe in. And I just throw TVs out the damn window. I don't want to be a celebrity as far as this goes. This isn't a job for me. This is a paranormal. So I love how you're trying to get women involved, but I know a lot of women that do this and think the same way you do. So I love your passion for the business, and I don't want to call it a business, but passion for the field. And if you never get a TV show, but you still continue to investigate and, you know, have your drive, please. That's my only advice. Just keep on trucking.
Yeah, I mean, personal experience.
We definitely are going to. I'm sorry.
I was just saying from, like, personal experience dealing with some of these TV shows, like, just to give people a perspective, is maximum they have an hour show. And these teams are on location for
three to four days
to film an hour show. So, I mean, it's not just one night.
No.
They film dozens of hours and edit it down into the most exciting 43 minutes.
Well, I think the most interesting part of some of those shows, like if you take Ghost Adventures, for example, they do a lot of history. Like, they do a lot of background information on what happened at that location. I mean, yeah, they're shitty reenactors, but I mean,
they try
to at least explain what had happened at that location, or, you know, I mean.
Well, we can vouch for the fact that that's not exactly the case, because
they are shitty researchers.
I'm not crazy about Ghost Adventures. I mean,
what they make you see on TV is not what they actually do.
Every location they've gone to, they have to correct Ghost Adventures on something.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know, happens to us and we need to do something history wise, and we can make that better. You know, they won't have to correct us. If they want to try, that's fine. But like Sarah said, you know, it don't matter if we have a TV show or not. We're going to still keep doing it.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason that the whole, like, show thing came about was because we were approached and we were like, yeah, I mean, that would be cool. But, I mean, really, if it were to happen, that's awesome. But we would still want to stick to what we initially wanted to do. I mean, we're not going to change –
just because somebody wants ratings. It would never happen. I mean, you could offer me the sun and the moon. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I stick to my guns. I mean, I don't care if I hurt somebody's feelings over it, or I mean, I don't really care. It would be our team doing what we love, having the recognition for women in the field and all that. I mean, it wouldn't matter how much anybody offered. We wouldn't change a thing. We would keep investigating. I mean, we love what we do. It's ridiculous how into it we are, because when we're not investigating, we're talking about investigating or ways to investigate, different ways to get evidence. I mean, it's like, I don't, it's an obsession and a passion. It's really the only words I can use to explain how we feel about it. We love it.
I'm just curious, have you guys, or girls, I should say, have you reached out to like other...
be politically correct there, TR.
I'm trying to be politically correct.
Hey, you guys with the vaginas. Yes, we're talking to you.
Yay, vagina.
Yay. All right, back to serious.
Yes.
have you girls reached out to any of the other females that have been on TV shows, you know, like Chris
Amy
Williams
and
or
Chris.
Amy? Any of them to see
not really.
Like, what they've gained?
No, I mean, the only reaching out I would say that we've done with other females is when at different conventions, we would just ask them what their perspective is on it. But as far as like, I don't know, like Facebook or emailing or anything like that, I mean, we've never reached out like that.
No.
But when we go to conventions, it's one of the reasons we go to the conventions, not only to mingle, but to like gain other people's knowledge in the field and especially other investigators. I mean, we're always open for like new tips on how to do things and what they think, you know, their take on the field. And I mean, we're always open to like hearing how people do things, but no, we've never like reached out to any of the like well-known females in the field.
Yeah. I agree with a lot of you said there. I mean, I think one of the funnest things about working at Hillview is hearing everybody's theories and experiences and just gathering all that knowledge. What the hell's that beeping noise?
Don't worry about it. Boom!
Is it vibrating?
Somebody's cell phone's vibrating in their pants. Okay, but... obviously you aren't going to listen to us or anything like that, but from what I can gather about your passion and everything, if you really want to be noticed and do the whole, you know, get female empowerment thing in the paranormal field, don't try to get national TV. Do like a web series where you basically have complete control over what goes on, and you'll gain a following and you won't have to deal with the television producers and all that kind of crap. So if you really want to just do that, I mean, I think that sounds like something that would fit you guys better than trying to be on TV and lose your integrity.
Very true. I mean, we've actually had a couple people bring up the web series idea. I'm like stupid when it comes to technology. I'm lucky that I can work my smartphone, but that is something to look into. I just would not even know the first steps on how to do it. And it would be more about like, even for all the other females in the field, it'd be more about like gaining respect, because I seriously feel that we're kind of like looked down upon because it's a male dominated field. So, I mean, I'm not like some man hater, but I'm
you sound like the biggest feminist burning bra motherfucker ever.
Oh,
but guys, they suck.
No, I mean, we just, you know, this group has, like, this little group that we have has just been focused on, you know, finding
finding out what's on the other side, bringing recognition to women in the field. That's why we primarily like work with other women, like other, if they say sensitive or whatever we want to call it, the psychic medium. We'll work with males, but we would rather work with a female just because, I mean, that's kind of our whole gist. I mean, we want to bring recognition and respect to every female in the field and not dogging completely on the males, but I mean, that's what we want to do, and we want respect, recognition for, you know, doing what we're doing and not being like looked down upon. So
yeah, no, I understand you. I don't disagree with everything you're doing. So it's sounds good. I like what you guys do, and from what I've seen on your Facebook and all that. So oh man. Yeah.
And based on what you said earlier, you don't have to worry about creepy guys touching your butts.
I know. I just got to worry about Tiffany and Kelly and Amanda touching my butt.
Right.
It's not too bad. I love that. There's a lot of boobs involved, too. I mean, who can be unhappy about that? Boobs may not.
Not a damn person.
Everybody loves boobs.
Yeah, and just add some bacon into it. I mean, we have the perfect team.
What about bacon?
Oh, I said boobs and bacon make everything better. So
I don't like bacon, but I like boobs.
I know. Give me boobs more than bacon. Yeah.
Really? No, well, I guess really. I would say that because I'm really
duh.
Boobs, bacon, and beer. The three B's. There you go.
I don't drink beer, and I'd rather have boobs and bacon. So no, that's not me.
Get yourself a root beer or an O'Doul. You'll be fine.
No, I'll stick to my captain.
You'll stick to what?
My captain, Captain Morgan.
Oh, captain. Oh. See, I don't drink either, so, I mean, I don't know too much about any type of alcohol.
Amanda sounds like a drinker. Is that
you? Yeah, I'm a drinker.
I'm like the mom of the group. I'm the one that wants to make sure we're on time, that's being taken care of. If you like fall down, I'm like, oh, let me cuddle you, let me make sure you're okay. Yeah, no, I'm like the serious, I don't know, protective one.
She's the babysitter.
That's pretty hot.
Babysitter with blue hair.
Hey, them babysitters invite them boys over all the time.
Oh my goodness,
they ain't gonna be home until after 12.
Please make sure the kids are in bed by 9.
Right.
All right. Well, I think we can wrap this up. I do appreciate you girls calling in, and you don't have to be strangers. I hope you share this show as well as listen to it. And anytime you want to call in, you are more than welcome to call in and be regulars. I know Tiffany and who's the other one?
Kelly,
I know they didn't get to be on tonight. So if they want to choose to call in on the next episode, I got nothing but time. So please tell them.
Yeah, I think they would love that. They were bummed that they couldn't do it tonight. So.
Yeah, they probably won't be bummed after they listen to this.
Yeah, I'm glad you bitches had to deal with that shit.
Maybe sometime, I know it sounds like you guys are very, you know, into the investigating as well. We can just link up and go somewhere and investigate.
Well, yeah, I've been doing this for over 20 years personally. So TR, I think, you know, 10, about 10 for
around
you.
10, yeah.
So, yeah, we're definitely not new to this field. And we know everything that there probably is to know that everybody else knows. So, yeah, I'd be more than happy to get together. If we can meet somewhere halfway, I guess. Ohio, I guess, would be middle ground for both of us. So yeah, anytime you guys want to get together, we can definitely do that.
Yeah, we'll plan it. That'd be awesome.
Sweet. All right, we're gonna say goodbye to Sarah and Amanda. I want to thank you guys for calling in from the Para Sisters, and give them a like on Facebook, and that is just Para Sisters. That's how they can find you, right?
Yep, on Facebook we're Para Sisters LLC.
Okay, Para Sisters LLC. And go ahead and give them a like and share their page and tell them what you think of them. And hopefully we can hear from them again in future episodes. Thanks again for calling in, girls.
Thanks.
Thank you. You guys have a good night.
Thanks.
All right, you too.
You too, ladies. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take another break and come back. And Bobby, boner or something for Bobby there. You got a boner, Bob?
No, I played the boner alert. I just thought it would be funny.
Bob got a bone.
Give a dog a bone, dude. What the heck?
Oh, shit. I can't believe you actually stayed on there, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm a busy guy, Jim. Yeah, remember?
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I mean, you're not.
I can tell.
Usually don't sit there quietly that long, so I'm surprised.
Oh, my goodness. It's like when we had everybody talking about comic books and stuff on our show.
What's wrong with comic books?
Well, basically, because I was sitting there in silence the whole time.
We're like, blah, 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 Game of Thrones, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Jim's like, all right, well, let's not do this show ever again.
Do not get me started on Super Bowl.
We're not okay. Talking about that shit right now. This is my show.
Come on.
Anyway, I'm going to play another commercial. I got to get another drink. You going to hang on or you going to take off?
Yeah, I'll hang on, dude.
All right, we're going to go. I'm going to play my commercial. Refill. And we'll be back in a minute and 31 seconds with Zope. Be right back.
Odd Talk will return in just a moment.
Okay, and welcome back to the show. Bob, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Dude, how long is your show?
I set it up for an hour and a half. I can go as long as I want.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Good, and I'm going to take a quick little break. Here, talk to him about something.
Where the hell are you going?
Yeah, it sounds like you're like a mile away right now.
No, I'm still here. I didn't get a chance to use the bathroom, so I got to go real quick. But can you plug a little bit of the Jim of Zopecast and tell them when we'll be back and maybe what's going on with that show?
Well, there's been some personal matters that have been going on right now for me, which I won't divulge. I may actually divulge it in our show. I haven't decided yet, but basically, we'll be coming back this Monday, our normal hour. I don't think it's going to be longer than an hour unless Jim's figured out some way to hack Mixler. But we're going to have a pretty good show. I know that there's been some things that I'm trying to put together. I want to say, and this isn't 100% yet, but I want to say, and this is even going to be a surprise for you, Jim, we may have a new intro. Not anybody that we know.
but we may have a professional intro coming, okay? What is this?
Professional.
27? Yeah, that's right. It's pro. It's pro. All day pro, awesome. Actually.
What does that all entail?
I don't know. If I pay somebody to do something, I consider that professional. therefore, if I pay somebody to record an intro for us, that would be a professional intro. But no, it's a person who actually does intros for radio shows and stuff like that. And I'm working with them to do an intro for our show.
I wasn't aware that was a profession.
Well, yeah, it's actually people get paid to do that. I know, it's ridiculous.
I don't know how you get into that profession, but I need to get into that profession.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean, I understand probably why that came about. I'm not going to say that I'm not going to hate it, but
well, you hate most things. So.
I do hate most things, but I think this one could probably be a positive, and it's probably going to sound a lot more professional, even though ours were hilarious.
Ours were absolutely. Well, here's the thing, dude. I'm going to make it so that we still can do our stuff, but we're going to have a professional. We're just going to have. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be a professional intro, but we'll still be able to add our own ridiculousness to it. Hopefully, I didn't screw up any of your show with my non. I don't even know. I have like zero idea of any of the ghost stuff. So.
No, I actually thought your question was pretty damn good, because people don't really discuss personal matters or why they quit teams. I guess I hate. I don't know. Team thing is just really stupid to me, but
drama.
Yeah. Their whole thing is I understand why they would leave if they have some creepy ass dude touching them and shit, you know, shame on him. He's just trying to get women in the dark, I guess, but he needs to get a life and some better looks, I guess, probably.
He's just trying to
just
touch
go
a
to
boob,
a strip
right?
club. You can pay women to touch him.
Yeah, try and touch a boob like me and Bobby used to do in Freddy's Haunted Trail in high school.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, me neither. Never did that. Never did that ever.
No,
that never happened.
All I know is Fred running back. All right, some girls are complaining.
Some girls are complaining about people touching them against the wall and not letting them out of the hallway because it's really dark. And
somebody grab their boob.
Somebody grab a boob and a butt hair in there.
Sir, I have not touched a single boob in the entire night. I promise you.
Sir, I did not touch one boob.
But now here's the thing. I played the scissor me thing, and after I was done playing it, I actually realized that was probably a little wrong for me to play that, considering it was all wrong. I didn't play it like as a way of being offensive. I actually just played it as a joke, and then I realized, going back at it, I was like, holy crap, that was actually really offensive.
No, I mean, they know what they're going to give the hero girl team.
It's only offensive if you allow it to be offensive.
I mean, well, that's the thing. I didn't actually mean for it to be offensive. I was actually just like, I don't know, for some reason I thought it would be funny. And then I was like, oh, wait, this is like a bunch of girls, and I just played a freaking lesbian clip from South Park. I was like, that's probably...
It was still really funny.
I don't know,
it was funny, and you know that's all I care about, and I don't care about who the hell I offend on any of my shows. I offend the people who are in the room with me more than I do the people that are listening.
That is totally true.
And that's not just saying TR. Other people who have been in rooms with me when I recorded my shows hate my guts because I'm such an asshole. But I was pretty PG with those girls, I think. I didn't really get into anything crazy.
You weren't as bad as our Vito. I'll give you that.
No, not at all. Never going to be as bad as Vito on Hillview Crew Radio. Search for us on Facebook, Hillview Crew Radio.
I thought that was a really good interview with them.
I did too. I mean, I tried to stay professional because I actually respect what they do. And I met them in June, and I didn't talk to them because it was just like a big party. And so I'm glad they actually came on, and I hope they keep listening and call in later. But yeah, they're cool. They're cool girls.
And they're hot as shit.
I mean, dude, my wife's in a career field full of nothing but dudes. So, I mean, I like to see, you know, I want to see her, you know, get to a point where it's not just like freaking all dudes above her, you know. I want to see, you know, her be able to rise up too. So, I mean, I'm all for that kind of crap, you know, whatever. I mean, if you do a good job, you do a good job.
All for that kind of crap.
Yeah, the only thing I don't agree with is people getting into this field to be stars or to be on TV. That's just something I'll never strive for. I really don't care about being on TV. I hate the stigma that comes with investigators and faking. I never want that to even be a possibility for me. I mean, everything I do and get is legitimate, and I know it's real. And if I get on TV and start making money, they're all everybody's going to do is say, that's fake. He's fake. He lies. He does this. I don't want that in my life. I want to be respected by my peers more than I do from strangers on TV. So I hope they, I honestly hope they don't get on TV, because I think they're better than that.
Dude, if I got offered, like, I'm not even in the field, but if I got offered some sort of, like, alien, whatever, an alien investigator, and they were like, yeah, we'll pay you, like, $100,000 to be an alien investigator, I'd be like, I don't give a crap what you want me to do. I will do it.
Exactly, because you're not in the field.
That's how Ghost Adventures got started.
Exactly. Most people aren't in the field. They get asked to do a show.
Well, that's what I asked the question. I was like, so is it fake? I mean, what is, because you guys started bringing up all that stuff.
No, it's not fake. I mean, you've asked that question on some of my other shows too, but no, it's not fake. The shows aren't fake. Some of the things that they put together are not accurate as to how it was filmed. Some evidence I know was faked. I've heard from the actors themselves that, yes, that never happened. And we were told we had to do things or the show wouldn't air or something would happen, or it's in their contract that they got
to
have.
That sounds like fake to me.
But it's not every, that's the thing. One fake thing does not make the other 50 things not, you know, not real. It's
I
just,
will throw that baby out with the bathwater. I will throw that baby right into the freaking
bingo
lava, if that's how it's going to be.
Bingo. And that's why I don't want to ever do that, because for one time I'll fake something, will be the one time that nobody believes anything I do. And people already call me a liar. So I don't need a TV show to make other people call me a liar.
Yeah.
Even the people with YouTube shows, they show up, think they're fucking.
Yeah.
Oh,
they show
God.
Up the Hillview. They have a YouTube channel where they created for free, and they have the editing software, and they think they're celebrities. And can we come and film a show at your
building? We have 10,000 subscribers.
And we make a nothing.
I just hate dealing with
Jim,
anybody that thinks
we have less subscribers, and we have way more EVPs than they do. So I'm just throwing that out there. We've probably played at least 20.
Yeah, that scissor meme was very good.
Sarah, and I just want to give another shout out to Sarah. She's in the chat room right now. And definitely, I can come across wrong a lot. I'm not trying to degrade or anything what you've been saying. All I do is I have respect for what you girls do, and I don't want you to get sucked into the celebrity. That's why I say steer away from the TV, because keep doing what you're doing, because you won't be able to keep your morals on TV. Empower women another way. Empower women on the internet. Stay off. Just stay off of TV. Keep the passion. Keep your morals. Go on the internet, go on YouTube, do a web show, do a web series. That would be the best thing for you girls. You don't seem like somebody who just wants money and, you know, to be famous. So I have respect for you, and that's why I say that.
YouTube, you can make a ton of money on. So, I mean, there's
you can, but most don't.
That are making millions of dollars, you know what I mean?
No, no.
I mean, they're already,
can, but most
we already know that guys they're going to get viewers, okay? That's just basically how it is. So if they actually have something that to really show people, if they can get a lot of like content, if they can go to places and come up with some really cool stuff to show people, I mean, obviously you're sitting in a room for 12 hours, it's not going to be something to watch. However, if you can edit that down to something that's like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is of the cool content of them just BSing while they're in the room, whatever it is, if they can throw that on YouTube, they may be able to make more money than if they were to even be on a TV show. Because, yeah, like you said, they'll have to, like, give up their morals if they go on a TV show. But if they do their own thing through YouTube, they could make just as much and, you know, actually create something pretty cool.
Yeah, what happens in a break room during Ghost Hunt is way more entertaining than what actually happens when you're out in the building.
Which is why I'm going to give a little... Just give a little sneak peek. Any of you who know me, you know me in PR. We are in talks it has been ideated out there that we may be doing some sort of a behind the scenes web show as to what we do in real time and in reality and not what goes on TV. And you'll see how much more entertaining it is than just night vision cameras and being scared of a boom.
Yeah.
You know? So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully it comes to fruition, so to speak.
It comes.
And we'll see. You may be seeing more of me out there on the internet, I guess. Can't have too much of me.
That's your opinion.
Oh, you can. And you will.
That's what she said. Can't have too much GM.
Are you going to put it on YouTube? Or is that what you're saying? You're going to do a show?
It's going to be a web series type thing, yeah.
Don't beat around the bush. I mean, what are you going for here?
We don't know yet. There are no details. It's just been talked about.
I want these. It's in pre-production.
Okay? It's in pre-production brainstorm area right now, but I have enough outlets out there between my podcast and to get it out there. So you'll be finding out sooner or later.
You should have a special little segment where you bring like one random watcher of the show onto it, and they have to answer questions, and if they get them wrong, they get ectoplasm spilled on them.
It was the ectoplasm.
The spooky ghost.
Carl!
I love it. You're just getting you're this is the most hybrid Jim and Zobcast odd talk show ever. I love it.
It is pretty
That is awesome, man. I love it.
I should have called in from our Skype account and then I could use my mic.
That would have been freaking
Yeah, you could have.
A hell of a lot better. I could have, but I didn't.
That's what I did when I did my interview with Black Raven Paranormal on here. The other paranormal team that we know, Marty and Michael and all of them, they have their own show. I'll shout out to them on Blog Talk Radio, Destination Paranormal. Go ahead and search for them. I use my mic. I called in from my Odd Talk account and use my mic and use it as an episode of my show. So it worked out pretty cool.
Hey, I can't. You have like 7.5 minutes left, but I can't hear. What were you saying? Who's the other guy on the show right now with us? TR or what did you say his name was? JR?
TR.
TR. Okay, that's what I thought it was. All right, so is TR going to be a special guest on our show? Is that what's going to happen?
Not that I know of. Why?
I'm asking if he wants to be a special guest on our show.
In what aspect?
We can always use special guests. I don't know. He can.
I am pretty special. You know,
he is special, right?
You can call in. You could be special. I don't know. You know.
Oh yeah, he can. Yeah, definitely. If he's free, I'll let him know if he's free on Monday to call in the show. Yeah, no reason why I couldn't.
Well, there you go. I was just curious.
Nah, I never thought of it. I didn't give that any thought. But
I'm trying to cross-habitate here. All right, with these shows now. So
there's no reason why you can't. I'm on home. I might as well put every. No, autumn. You've been on the Hillview Crew Radio before. He's been on Hillview Crew Radio. Now he's going to be coming on Jim and Zobcast. Now you're on the Odd Talk. I'm on all three. Everybody's doing everything.
I'll tell you what we can do.
Zobcast. I've never listened to it before.
Oh my God. All right. No, not on the show anymore. No, he could be on the show, but what I'm saying is we could also do we could have the Parasisters on there for one of your segments that you do, the Jim's Paratalk.
Of course. Yeah, the other two, there's two other team members on there that I haven't had on, Kelly and Tiffany, so yeah.
It would be a much more condensed version of it, but it still would, you know, it would serve its purpose.
Oh, definitely.
And we're gonna have to do another show together sometime too. The same room.
Same room?
Oh, yes.
What'd you say? Say that again?
Yeah, that's right. Jim and I usually do our shows. He does his at his place, and I do mine at mine. And we're live. We do it together. There's no latency between us. But a couple times, we've actually did it where we're, like, in the same room together. And that's what
I love that. I've always asked all of them. That's why I was going to come down here, because me and him are sitting in my living room right now around my coffee table and on the show.
That was super choppy on my end.
Was it really? I think Bobby's cut out too. Something's going on.
That's not me. That's you, Jim. Jim's choppy again.
It's not me. Whatever, dude. I don't give a fuck anymore.
It's Jim. It's always... Jim always tries to blame it on me when it's him.
It's you. You have the worst internet ever.
Yeah. My internet's
I essentially paid more for my internet when I moved here so I could have a faster internet speed. But yeah, that's what I love doing. I really love being able. That's why when I said that we should be on webcam together, that we mean you could actually see each other during the show. But then my shit started fucking up on the last time we tried that. So if we're in the same room, I just like being able to feed off each other, and like it's more comfortable. That's why I like doing it.
Well, like I said, maybe we'll do a live show. Live as in me and you together for like the next one.
Yeah, I mean, you can come down here. Y'all can go up there. I don't care where. I don't care what happens.
The mean streets of Rochester, dude. I don't know.
Main streets, back roads. I do it back in the cut.
This is the dirty area up here, son.
I'm straight gangster.
Dirty West. I don't know about that dirty West.
Oh shit! All right, yeah, I'm gonna wrap it up now. So, Bob, really, thanks for calling in and staying on the line. What are you thinking for? Are you? How's everything going? Like, not detail wise, but are we going to be on Monday or what?
Yeah, barring any unfavoring circumstances, yeah, we should be on Monday.
All right. Well, don't
bitches, man. They fuck shit up.
All right. Well, let me know between now and then, and we'll get everything together. And hopefully, I mean, I'm going to Rolling Hills this Saturday, so I won't be home or available to talk Saturday into Sunday, but. Yeah, just let me know what's going on.
I can't wait, dude. I'm really looking forward to getting back to it.
So am I. Believe me, it's been almost 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Damn. All right. Well, we've been on since December, and we needed a break sometime. So I think it's only going to be better. But yeah, we'll see what's up.
JimZopcast.com.
JimAndZope.com. Look on Facebook under Jim and Zopecast. And that's our other show. Look for us on Monday night at 7 p.m. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, Jim and Zopecast, or JimAndZope.com.
And remember, brand new intro coming.
And brand new professional intro coming.
It's Monday.
Oh, that's going to be sexy.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Can't wait. Jefferson alive. Oh, wait, that's something different.
All right, guys. Thanks for calling in, Zope, staying on the phone the entire time. I want to thank the Paris sisters, two of which called in tonight, Sarah and Amanda. Hopefully I get Tiffany and Kelly on soon, or have them on Jim's Upcast for my segment Paratalk. So I'll see you guys next episode. Not sure when it will be. Check us out on Facebook at Odd Talk or blogtalkradio.com/oddtalk. See y'all, hear y'all, and listen to me next time.
Later.
Arrested me, boy!